From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska Governor Bill Walker joined 10 other governors in a statement today calling on the U.S. Senate to immediately reject efforts to repeal and later replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The short statement begins, quote, Congress should work to make health insurance more affordable by controlling costs and stabilizing the market. We're pleased to see a growing number of senators stand up for this approach, end quote. The first challenger has emerged in October's race for Juneau Assembly. Political newcomer Rob Edwardson has filed to run. The 52-year-old Coast Guard veteran grew up in Ketchikan and has worked as a manager at three state agencies. He told KTOO he's skeptical about the current Assembly majority's anti-camping ordinance to deal with homelessness, support for the Juneau Access Project, and revising the current mining ordinance.
I've been watching the Assembly for the last couple of years through the newspapers, various articles, and just this time around, I think I have something to offer based on my experience, based on my aptitude, and I wanted to offer that up to the voters.
Edwardson works as a legislative aide for Juneau Representative Justin Parrish, a Democrat. Three seats will be contested on October 3rd. All three incumbents are seeking re-election. Governor Bill Walker says he won't call lawmakers back to Juneau to work on a fiscal plan unless he knows they're making progress.
It won't be just, I'm going to put more time on the clock and hope something happens. I think that's really disingenuous and unfair to the legislators, unfair to Alaskans. We've gone through $500,000 in per diem. We need to be careful about that.
Walker says he's optimistic that Saturday's agreement on oil and gas taxes means lawmakers can reach agreement on other issues. He spoke Monday at a press availability in the Atwood building in Anchorage.
So it may not be as open and out there as has been in the past, but I think it's been effective. And I guess that's really the key is you find out what works and then you stay on that system.
The governor says the recent slide in the state's credit rating from the best in the country to being better than only New Jersey and Illinois is a reason for lawmakers to reach a compromise on a plan to balance future budgets. Walker expects the capital budget to be the subject of a third special session later this month. He expects the legislature to finish work on the state's capital budget by July 31st. He says it will make a difference to getting projects built on time.
It becomes more significant if we're talking about September, October, then we really have a major impact.
The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities says the state could receive delays in federal funding if the capital budget isn't completed by September 30th. It could also lose federal money in the future, and the department says some projects could be affected even sooner, since the state's authorization to spend on new projects ended on June 30th. An Alaskan hiker says he's lucky to be alive after a bison gored his thigh in North Dakota. Michael Turk of Juneau tells the Mino Daily News that if the giant animal had hit his femoral artery, he would have died. And one quick look at weather, 61 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.